Blackstone Publishing presents The Passenger, How a Travel Writer Learned to Love Cruises and Other Lies from a Sinking Ship by Chaney Kwok. This book is read by Kong Sim. For My Parents, Survivors. Author's Note. This book recounts my first-hand experience as a passenger aboard the Viking Sky, when the ship suffered a complete engine failure on March 23, 2019, and began drifting toward the shore. Sections written in the third-person point of view are based on video footage, as well as interviews I conducted with rescue workers who read the transcripts of their interviews and suggested corrections as necessary. All sources used in the writing of this book, such as interviews, video footage, investigative reports, and newspaper articles, are listed at the end of the book. Although the names of public figures are accurate, in order to protect the privacy of the members of the crew, I have altered their names. There are no composite characters. March 23, 2019, 1:58 p.m. As the cruise ship almost tips over, the horizon that once bisected my lovely balcony door rises like a theater curtain and disappears. Now the sea is the stage. I tumble off my bed onto the floor and roll like a stuntman. For now, the ship has yet to fully flop, though it feels like we're getting pretty close. Lucky us, the modern ocean liner is an engineering marvel equipped with technologies ensuring that it always stays upright. We've been rolling dangerously during a nasty storm, but recover and list upright after each pounding wave threatens to capsize us. People's screams pierce my cabin walls, louder at times than the clang of broken kitchen equipment above. Water glasses fling themselves against my cabin door as if possessed. "Code Echo! Code Echo! Code Echo!" A man's voice crackles over the PA system. Then, after a loud bang, all is quiet. The heating vent sighs one last time and stops hissing. The television screen goes blank. The ship leans, as if in slow-mo. It should snap back and right itself. I wait. And wait. But we keep falling. Earlier in the morning. Before panic united us, boredom did. We had been sailing up and down the coast of Norway for more than a week, alternating between placid fjords and the open sea. Each day, the ship dropped anchor at a new port and unleashed all 915 passengers onto snow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?